Julian, I'd like to ask you what you did with your money that you earned while you worked at Douglas, how that money was handled, if it was your money or if it became part of the family money or.
Well, it became part of the family. My husband, myself, we pooled our money and paid expenses and made a down payment on a house.
Was that discussed before you went to work?
Yes, in a way it was. We wanted to get a home of our own, and the down payments weren't what they are now, so we made it.
How did you spend your spare time?
Well, most of my spare time was I'd probably go visit weekends with my sister and resting mostly, because I wasn't used to that kind of work, but then I'd do my washing on weekends and probably fix my clothes up a little bit. But there wasn't too much entertainment at that time. Oh, we'd go out in the evening, probably do a nightclub now and then.
What about time spent with friends?
Well, we always had quite a few friends. And we made quite a few more friends after I worked at Douglas. Different ladies and their husbands we would visit with and talk things over. And
what kinds of things would you do with these other couples?
We'll just sit and visit.
Did your husband and you have special things that you like to do together?
Well, we liked nightclubs pretty well, but we didn't go to them too much. We generally had just our friends in, and go to a show once in a while, but not too often, to the movies.
You said you've always liked to read. Did you have time to read during that time?
Yes, I did. I read an awful lot.
While you were working, still working, and what were your thoughts about the future? While you were working at Douglas, maybe anticipating that the war would be over, what did you think that you would do?
Well, I was kind of thinking that times would be better and plan for, nicer things and a little bit more money, which wasn't too much, but it added up, in those days.
What did you think about working or staying home or having a family?
Well, I like work. I like always have worked all my life, and I like to stay home too and keep my house. But I never thought much about children. My sister had the four children, and they were just like mine, They were. She had three sons and a daughter, which. The only ones I've got now. And the one nephew, Don, he was in the service, and I'd get articles out of the paper where he shot down planes, and he was very patriotic. He still is today, very patriotic. Some of them were just you know, pro and con. They didn't care whether they were or not, but most of them are in the family.
Did you think about wanting to continue working at Douglas, or?
No, I was ready to quit. It was time for me to settle down and start promoting what we tried to do, you know.
Do you remember when the layoffs at Douglas began to happen?
Well, it didn't happen until after I quit. They were still working when I quit.
Mm-hmm. When did you quit then?
Well, I can't remember exactly, but it was in 1943. I'm looking at some of my checks, you know. See, I went in 42, and I can't remember just how long. I think it was just short of a year that I worked there.
What was your reason for quitting?
Well, I was getting rather tired. I also had a long drive from Los Angeles clear down to Douglas. Mm-hmm. But the traffic wasn't bad like it is now. See, there was nothing on Lakewood Boulevard, no houses or anything there then. In fact, none of these houses were built at that time. I didn't know then that I'd be living in this area.
Did you drive a car down?
Oh, yes, Yeah, I had a little Nash coupe I drove down from Los Angeles, get up early in the morning. That was the one thing that got me, is getting up early. I think, well, gee, if this day's over, I'm never going to go to work again. The next morning, I was ready to go.
What was the process when you quit? What did you have to do?
Well, I just told them at the end of the week that I was no longer going to be on the job, and they just, you just send in your time, and they sent you a check, and that was it.
You didn't have to talk with anyone, or?
No, not particularly.
Have any kind of an interview, or?
No, I don't think so. I imagine they were hiring and firing there most of the time. People coming and going. Some would stay, you know, just maybe a month or so. And some stayed on longer than I did, I'm sure.
How did you feel after you quit?
Well, I kind of felt like it was something different that I'd never done in my life. And I thought, well, maybe they needed me down there more than I was needed at home. And I thought, well, the money's going to help too.
What was it like having that free time?
Well, I don't know. It seemed like after I got home, I started working harder at home than I used to before I went to work at Douglas. I think it kind of built me up that I could do more. Sometimes you think you're not able to do those things. Now, I didn't have any idea that I would work at Douglas and Rivet or anything like that. Be the last thing in my mind. But after I had done that, and I thought, well, that's something else I've attained to do that I didn't think I could.
Did it make doing things around the house, mechanical kinds of things, easier for you? Or?
Oh, yes. I thought I was a full-fledged mechanic. I didn't have to ask anybody what a hammer was or anything. I had my toolbox from Douglas, and I kept that, and I kept it in the garage, and some of the neighbors would come in and say, well, I got to do this or that, but I don't have this. Oh, I says, well, I do. I have all my tools from Douglas. I just felt like I was really it.
Did you fix things around the house that maybe you hadn't done before?
I probably did. Mm-hmm.
How were decisions made in your family, between your husband and yourself?
Well, we'd each say what we wanted to do, and then we'd argue about it. And then one would come out with his right decision, and we'd think we were both right, and then we'd come to the right decision. We'd kind of agree on it eventually. But we'd have different ideas, but we'd discuss them. And we generally come to a pretty good agreement. Not always, of course, but...
You said you gained a lot of confidence working at Douglas. I'm wondering if that held true for things like decisions, and if, you know, you felt stronger to make those kinds of decisions or to express yourself.
Well, I've been kind of a person all my life to express myself because I've worked so, you know, and been in the public so long, or working, and I think sometimes I express myself too freely, but I did anyway. But I had my ideas, and I generally put out what I thought, whether it was right or wrong.
What was life like for you after you quit?
Well, it was sort of adventure I'd been in, and I just started in with a more vigor and vitality on my homework because we were fixing up the house we bought and getting new furniture and, you know, kind of advancing a little bit.
What kinds of things did you do with your time?
Well, I imagine just keeping house and doing shopping. I love to go shopping in Los Angeles down there. I go clear down the Broadway and the May Company down there. I haven't been down there in 30 years now.
Were you involved in any kind of activities outside the home?
No, I wasn't. I didn't belong to any clubs or any church activities.
What about your social life? Was that able to increase once you weren't working? Or?
Well, I'd say it was about the same. Old friends and a few new ones. And Nothing too exciting, just about the average way people done in those days. In later years, we had more excitement than we did then.
When you went shopping, Matt, did you go by yourself usually, or did you go with friends?
I used to go alone. I'd take the bus down.
Did you ever work after your work at Douglas?
No, I never did. I never went back to work after that.
How about helping out your husband with his barber business? Or?
Well, the only extent of that was I used to help him with his book work, like the barber's income tax and how he take out so much a week. Used to help him with that, and that's about all.
Did you spend a lot of time with your family during those years?
I spent quite a bit of time, as much as I could, with my sister. She lived in Los Angeles with her husband, and of course, they were just two at home at that time. One nephew and my niece, LaVon, that is my mainstay right now. She lives not far from here in Lakewood. In fact, her husband now works in the same department that I worked in that many years ago. He's been there going on almost 30 years.
Have you been back to Douglas?
No, I haven't. I'd like to go through there again. I guess they do take the people through.
You said that you had more excitement later on in life than you did during those years. What kinds of things did you mean by that?
Well, we traveled more and done more visiting, and went different places, like visiting to, we'd go back to Iowa and Minnesota in the summer on fishing trips, and some weekends we'd go to Las Vegas. And that was about all the excitement we had. Visiting with friends and relatives.
When did you move here to Lakewood?
About 20 years ago. We moved here from up on Lakewood, not too far from here, off South Street. In fact, the barber shop my husband had built up there is still standing. He had it built, and it right across the street from the chicken pie place, Muppets up there. And it was a through lot from Havana Avenue through to Lakewood frontage. And my husband got sick. He had emphysema. So we moved down here. Wasn't here too long before he had to enter the Veterans Hospital and passed away. My brother was with me, my older brother, at that time, so.
He was living with you and your husband?
Yes, he'd come out when my husband was sick to help us. And he was with me all these years till 2 years ago he passed away. So I've been alone ever since.
Is that very different for you?
Well, it was at first, but now I've got used to it. Well, one thing I know, I can't go out and do like I'd like to on account of breaking my leg, you know, and having to use a cane, and I just didn't like the idea of hobbling along on the street. But my nephew and niece, they come and get me. She takes me to the bank and to my doctor. And they get groceries for me, which my neighbors do also. And then I signed up for Meals on Wheels to fill in the gap. At first, I didn't like it at all. I didn't like the food. It was so different. Anything I had ever, well, not too different, but. So they said, well, just check it for about 2 weeks. So I did, and I said, well, I didn't think I wanted to sign up another month. So I quit for about a week, and then I started missing it. Because there were so many things I got kind of used to, because I wasn't too much of a hand to fix so many different things. And their diet was really a balanced diet, which I don't think that I did, you know. Mm-hmm. And I still have it. What they bring, come about 11:30 every day. And their meals are worth the money. And the ladies from the Seroptimus Club are the volunteer deliver the meals.
Do they stay when they bring the food?
No, they have a car in front and they leave right away. But they are just beautiful people. Well, I've come to know them so well now, but they're just so friendly and nice. And at Christmas time, they'll bring you little souvenirs, you know, little crocheted things, little jars of jelly. And yesterday, St. Patrick's Day, they brought me a key ring with a little green ribbon on it. And, you know, they try to uplift a person like somebody living alone like I am.
Are you in contact with other women your age who are also alone?
Well, tell you the truth, I'm not in with too many older ladies. I'm in with my neighbors around here, mm-hmm. which are younger. I have several real good friends that are elderly, but most visitors here are the younger ones. Not really young, but, you know, younger than I am. Sometimes I think that keeps you kind of up to date on things.
Did you ever have thoughts over the years of going back to work?
No, I really didn't. I was getting, you know, about that age, I was ready to quit because I started working when I was real young.
What was menopause like for you?
Well, I really didn't notice it too much. It wasn't any problem at all.
How old were you when you went to?
Golly, I don't know. I think it was so long ago I can't remember. Probably probably 40 or 45, or maybe younger. I just don't remember.
But you didn't have any physical or
no, I didn't.
Emotional adjustments.
But I haven't been too strong. I have a little heart ailment and get kind of weak and all in, which some people think I shouldn't live alone, but I do. And my doctor says I'm in good shape for my age. I've got so used to that at your age thing that I know everybody's going to connect me with that. Whatever I do, well, it's good at your age. I always say, well, thanks a lot.
That's terrible.
No, it really isn't. It's something you have to accept, which to me has been awful hard to accept. Some people accept it, you know, real good, but I don't know why. I just don't seem to want to be old. And if you can't accept being old at 84, something's wrong with you.